blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور
الله Viewers of Madani channel, today our topic is about the beautiful biography of Imam Hasan رضي الله تعالى عنه. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss a different aspect of his life, his childhood, his worship as well, his generosity, and also about the sacrifices for Islam. So stay with us, inshallah. We have, mashallah, our Muballighin Bilal Madini with us, Wasim Bhai, and mashallah, our beautiful Nath Khan with us. We'll start with Kalam.
Salli ala nabiyyina. صلی علی محمد صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد ہم بھی مدینے جا
مدینے والے
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fragrant flower of the garden of Sayyidatuna Fatima Tuzara radiyallahu ta'ala anha. The light of his grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eyes. The rider of the blessed shoulder of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we'll discuss the different attributes, the different aspects of his life, inshallah. Bilal bhai with us. Bilal bhai.
Alhamdulillah. We have the honor today of speaking about that great personality about whom Imam Ahlus Sunnah mentioned in his very famous Salatu Salam. He said, "Wo Hasan Mujtaba Sayyidul Askhiya Raqibe Doshe Izzat Pe Lakhon Salam."
Subhanallah.
In praise of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is that great personality who had the honor as a young child to be sitting upon the blessed shoulders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this was the shafqa, this was the love that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed to his blessed grandchildren. Now we do have to remember context, because context is something that we tend to forget. Remember that the era before the advent of Islam was an era of ignorance. Children were mistreated, the women were mistreated, even slaves were mistreated. Now in that era, to have such a personality, to reinstill the love that one should have for his children, for his grandchildren, this was our beautiful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with those amazing teachings. Now Sayyid Sahib, when we introduce this great personality, we can only do so via the words of our honorable ulama of the deen, because they did not leave any stone unturned. If you look at the honorable scholars, they mention the amount of titles that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was very famously known as Taqi, meaning the one who is extremely pious, God-fearing. He is known as Sayyid, meaning the leader, the master. And there is a narration in this regard, which I will quickly mention insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So why is Sayyidina Imam Hassan called Sayyid? Now, many people do know from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're called Sadat-e-Kiram. And a single of the Sadat is Sayyid. However, there is a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported by Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. This is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He narrates, this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, that I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting on the mimbar, on the pulpit. You know where the imam, he sits and he delivers the sermon, or at times he stands and he delivers the sermon. This is the pulpit where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was seen sitting upon the pulpit with Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu seated beside him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would at times look towards the people and address them, and at times he would shower his merciful gaze upon his honorable grandson Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said, إِنَّ بَنِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ. Indeed, this son of mine is Sayyid, he is a leader. وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُصْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْن عَظِيمَتَيْن مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That perhaps Allah Almighty will bring reconciliation between two huge, two grand Muslim groups through him. So he will be the cause of reconciling between two Muslim groups that are disputing with one another. And this was the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ilm-e ghayb. Because he, Sayyidina Imam Hassan, look at the viewers. You know, Sayyidina Imam Hassan was he's a young child at that time. He's sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the mimbar. But what is the Prophet informing about? That event that will happen in the future. That event that will take place later on. And who explains this? The great Sadr al-Sharia, Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali A'azami alayhi rahmah, he writes in his very famous kitab, Bahari Shariat, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he handed over the Khilafah, the Caliphate, to Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he pledged allegiance to Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given glad tidings of this very event in advance, and he approved of this reconciliation. Furthermore, just to strengthen this particular narration further, Imam Ibn Hajar Makki Al-Haytami Al-Shafi'i alayhi rahmah, he mentions and he comments on this very hadith cited in Sahih Bukhari. He says, this hadith is amongst the signs of the beloved Prophet's nubuwwah, his prophethood. Why or how? As he told an event that was going to occur in the future, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam already foretold this, he already mentioned this. Furthermore, Imam Ibn Hajar al-Makki alayhi rahma, nawwarallahu marqadahu, he further mentions this narration. It also highlights the virtue, the fazilat, the blessings of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, his status. How? As he abandoned his rule for the sake of preventing conflict amongst the Muslims and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great is Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu? It also emphasizes the virtue, the excellence of making peace amongst the Muslims. And furthermore, additionally, it proves that a grandson can also be referred to as a son via this narration, as our Prophet said, إِنَّ بَنِي هَذَا سَيِّدٌ. Indeed, this son of mine is a leader. Whereas Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A final point, just touching on this narration, Imam Sharafuddin Hussein bin Muhammad At-Tibi alayhi rahma, he mentions that for the honor and status of Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, it is sufficient, it is enough that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him the title as Sayyid, as a leader. Who can be a greater leader than the one who is being declared a leader by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam? Now, dear viewers of Madni Channel, this is just the introduction of this great personality. Imam Hassan's blessed biography, just to briefly mention this, he was born on the 15th of Ramadan.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the significance of this great personality. How blessed is that child that is born in the blessed month of Ramadan, but furthermore, he was born in the prophetic household. He was born in the year 3 years after the migration, after Hijrah, so 3 AH. And a few of his further titles besides Taqi, Sayyid, Sibte Rasulullah, Sibte Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sibte Akbar is also one of his titles, and finally Rayhanatul Rasul, the flower of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And further, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Ahl Sunnat, he says a very beautiful couplet, Kya baat raza us chamanistan karam ki zahra hai kali jisme Hussein aur Hassan phool.
Kya baat raza us chaman-e-istan karam ki zahra hai kali jis mein Hussein aur Hassan
MashaAllah. How beautiful Imam Ahl Sunnat, he mentions and he praises the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just bringing this introduction to a close, Imam Hassan, who is that personality? Who are his maternal grandparents? The beloved Prophet of Allah, the final Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is his blessed maternal grandfather. And his maternal grandmother is the first woman to enter Islam, Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then it mentions in the biography, on the 7th day from his birth, Sayyidina Imam Hassan's aqiqah was taken place, meaning an animal was slaughtered. And he mentions two lambs were slaughtered and sacrificed on the sacred birth. And he mentioned on the 7th day. And it's also mentioned that his blessed head was shaven as per Islamic ritual. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded that the weight of his blessed shaved hair is given in sadaqah, meaning in given in silver in sadaqah, in charity. And there's a final narration I'd like to mention to you, how our blessed Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, and this is only one sahabi, otherwise there are many sahaba-i-kiram, many blessed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who narrated this point as well, that Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, he resembled the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else. Now, what greater fadila and virtue is that, that your physical appearance resembles that of the best of all of creation, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So inshallah azawajal, throughout the program we're going to speak about this great personality. So stay tuned inshallah. And this is very important, because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, أَدِّبُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ عَلَىٰ ثَلَاثِ خِصَالٍ. Edify and give tarbiyah to your children in three khaslatein, three qualities, three embedded traits. And when Rasulullah explained what those three traits were, what must you teach your children, O Muslims? The first is the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The love of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is what the parents, is what the family must teach their children. The second is the love for his Ahlul Bayt. The love for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is incumbent, it is necessary for the believers to teach their children the status of these great personalities. And finally, to also teach them the tilawat of the Holy Quran, the recitation of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who love Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, who love the Ahl Bayt, who love and respect all of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, and may we also pass away upon this as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Bilal bhai started beautifully in explaining about the status of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No doubt, you know, so many significance. Just Imam Hassan, he is the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's in Ahle Bayt as well.
ये साहबी रसूल भी हैं
और companions की जो शान है वो कितनी आला और अरफा है. फिर साथ में अहले बैत हैं. ये आप हमेशा याद रखिए, साहबा कराम से बुक्स, मेरे आका से बुक्स, यही अहले बैत के हवाले से भी है. तो अब ये सारा जो एजाज है ये इनको हासिल है कि ये साहबी रसूल भी हैं और अहले बैत अथार में से भी हैं, नवासे रसूल भी हैं. तो कितनी रिस्पेक्ट करनी चाहिए ये फिर खुद गौर करना चाहिए. इसलिए बादब बा नसीब बे अदब बद नसीब. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizes as well, and he said, "O Fatima, indeed Allah will not punish you or your children. I asked my Lord to not place anyone from my Ahlul Bayt in hell, and He granted me."
Subhanallah.
This is what the status of the Ahlul Bayt as well. And another thing mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whosoever wishes to attain mediation and desire to offer a service in my court due to which I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. He hope to serve my Ahlul Bayt and make them happy.
Subhanallah.
That's the only condition. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warned us, beware the one who dies upon the enmity of Ahlul Bayt. On the day of judgment, he will come in such a state that it will be written between both of his eyes that he is deprived from the mercy of Allah Almighty. Those persons who are deprived from the mercy of Allah Almighty, nothing left for them. So we need to have a love for Ahlul Bayt. Another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Kanzul Umal, volume 6, page 48, hadith number 34198. The one who keeps enmity or jealousy against the Ahlul Bayt, he will be turned away with the whips of fire from Haud-e-Kawthar on the day of judgment. It's one more hadith. In Shubul Iman, volume 2, page 189, hadith number 1505. لا يؤمن عبد حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه وتكون إطرتي أحب إليه من إطرتي. Translate, nobody can be a complete believer. Now here again for everyone. Nobody can be a complete believer until I am more beloved to him than his life, and until my children are more beloved to him than his own children.
SubhanAllah.
We need to be very careful when we speak about Ahlul Bayt and companion Ahlul Ridwan as well. Sahaba Karam, Ahlul Bayt Athar, the Prophets also, you know, even the Muslims as well. Hadith Paak mein hai, Musalman wo hai jiski zaban aur aas se dusra Musalman mehfooz rahe. This is what the definition. फिर खास तौर पे जैसे मरातिब होते हैं उसी तरह respect का अंसर भी आता है. वसीम भाई, माशाल्लाह विदस.
Regarding today's topic, a very very beautiful topic like Bilal bhai, mashallah, has introduced in regards to Imam Hassan, and this is the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many blessings, so many alhamdulillah, he has overjoyed privileges, so much alhamdulillah that is written regarding him. And who is he? In other words, he is the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, before he was born, Shasab, it's mentioned that the paternal aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she had a dream. And then after the dream, she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said that, Ya Rasulullah, a part of your blessed body came to my home. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the knowledge of the unseen. And he said, Fatima, she will give birth to a baby boy. And in other words, you will feed her. He was telling a paternal aunt.
Allah.
And it's mentioned that, in other words, she gave birth to Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This great companion, this great personality, the blessed grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like Bilal bhai mentioned as well, that throughout the books, we find one thing consistent. And that is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the love for his children, the love for his Ahlul Bayt. For example, in one narration is mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Oh Allah, I love him, you love him, and those that love him, you love them as well. So this is the blessings, this is the privilege that alhamdulillah is given to the blessed grandchildren of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that time after time after time, we hear in the narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other words, tells us that love my family, love my children. This is a question for all of us as well, that how much do we love them? How much do we speak about them? How much do we remember them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are so many examples where he showed love to his blessed grandchildren. And there's another thing here as well, that you know, sometimes, you know, when you love someone, you also love the things that are attached to them as well. Now, if you may say that we love the Prophet ﷺ, he ﷺ had huge love for his blessed grandchildren, for his blessed family, for blessed children. Imam Hassan is another, there's so many attributes of his life that we can learn from that we will be discussing throughout today's program. His worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, his giving. For example, it's mentioned that one day he was sitting somewhere and this one individual, he was making dua that, Ya Allah, give me so much money. For example, 10,000 dirhams. It's mentioned that when he heard this, he went back to his home and he gave that 10,000 dirhams to him. So this is the great, alhamdulillah, enthusiasm that he had in regards to doing the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. And our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had huge love. This is why today, Shahsab, if you see, you hear about four or five names in common that people keep. One of them is Hassan. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved his grandson. Today you will find millions of Hassans across the world. You will find millions of Husseins across the world. This is the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in other words, it's that dua the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made that, Ya Allah, I love them, you love them, and those that love them, you also love them as well. And on the name of this, Alhamdulillah, millions of Hassans have passed, millions of Husseins have passed, and inshallah, many will come until the Day of Judgment as well.
So, Insaf, there's one point I want to add to this. It's very beautiful that, you know, the name Hassan and Hussein, these are no ordinary names.
Mashallah.
The ulama mentioned that these names actually come from Jannah.
Allah.
These names came from Jannah, Hassan and Hussein, because in the pre-Islamic era, meaning in the era of ignorance, the Arabs did not even hear of these names. And there is a narration in this particular regard where it's actually been mentioned that Hassan and Hussein are two names. None of the Arabs knew of these names before in the pre-Islamic days, i.e. in Jahiliyyah. And there was a point I wanted to add to this particular discussion where Sayyidina Imam Hassan, when he stepped down from being the Khalifatul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen, do you know what the ulama of the deen mentioned? Imam Ahl Sunnah, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, he writes in Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif, volume 28, with reference to Allama Mulla Ali Qari alayhi rahma, this great Hanafi Imam, he passed away in the year 1014 after Hijrah. He mentions very important point in relation to the relinquishing of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Imam Hassan. He mentions, indeed, I have received from the elders, the pious predecessors, that when Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, he renounced the Khilafah to avoid conflict and turmoil, Allah Almighty granted him the station of Ghawthiyatul Uzma, meaning the highest level of spiritual leadership. The first, Al-Qutb Al-Akbar, the greatest spiritual pole, as they say, was Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu himself. He was the Qutb. And then the second in the middle was Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the final great personality who will be the Qutb, the last one, will be Sayyidina Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So these were these great personalities. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, even though he relinquished the Khilafat, but how much benefit, how much Allah Almighty blessed his progeny thereafter. And there's another narration about Sayyidina Imam Hassan being a leader, being the master. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, dear viewers, they would call Sayyidina Imam Hassan as Sayyid as well. Now, there's a very beautiful narration in a very famous kitab of hadith, Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, where Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, he once entered a gathering and he greeted everybody who was present, including the companion of the Prophet, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, the attendees, all those who were attending, they responded to the salam. But Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was unaware of the presence of Sayyidina Imam Hassan. So he didn't reply. But when he was informed that Sayyidina Imam Hassan has greeted everybody with salam, what did the Sahabi do? Look at the love between the Sahaba and the Ahl Bayt.
SubhanAllah.
He went after Sayyidina Imam Hassan and he said, Wa alayka salam ya Sayyidi, meaning, and peace be upon you, O my master. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, he is a Sayyid, he is a master, he is a leader.
SubhanAllah.
Now, this is the love, dear viewers, that we need to understand. We need to spread as well amongst our family, our friends, and throughout the entire Muslim Ummah. The love that the Sahaba Ikram had and the respect that they had for the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
MashaAllah. You know, one of another amazing attribute of his life I was reading. You know, nowadays when we give charity, especially in the month of Ramadan, people do give charity and alhamdulillah is good. They're giving like, normally if they give £5 in Ramadan, they give £100 and £200 and they think this is enough.
Allah.
But look at the life of Imam Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not once but twice he gave all the wealth, all the position he have in the way of Allah.
Allah, not once, not twice, everything.
And three times half of the wealth and positions in the divine part.
Subhanallah.
जो देता है उसका बढ़ता है. Nowadays we very stingy. Stingy will not enter in Jannah. This is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to be generous person as well. We need to show generosity as well. Look at the generosity. Is on another level. Yani everything he gave, everything, not once, twice, and three times half of the wealth. Look at our state as well. You know, when we go for Hajj, one time is enough for us. Even though you have plenty, many means for you, but people don't go. But look at the life of Imam Hasan radiallahu. Now it's very easy. You just sit within 5 hours from the UK, 6 hours, you'll be in the blessed land. In different part of the world, 8 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. On that time, there was no aeroplane. You have to go by foot. You have to go by camels, by horses. And look at the life of Imam Hasan radiallahu ta'ala. He had everything, alhamdulillah. But 20 times he went for Hajj. By foot from Medina to Munawwara to Makkah to Mukarram. Aaj to hota na facilities ki facilities hai, then complain. I haven't got this, I haven't received this thing, I haven't received this thing. They haven't had all these things. It's just what the love for the sake of Allah Almighty. Love for Hajj. This is what we all should do. If you have means, you have position that you should go Hajj every year. Try to send other people as well for Isale Sawab. Ye generosity show karni chahiye. Hame inki life se yehi to seekhna hai. Aur kya lena chahte hain? ये तो चीजें हैं जो आज के दौर में कमी है हमारे अंदर. क्या कहते हैं वसीम भाई?
Definitely, Shahsab, in regards to especially what you mentioned regarding giving as well. And I know there's another problem within our communities, that who do we give it to? Who do we give our money to? If you look at Imam Hassan, like you mentioned, Hazrat Usman Ghani, they used to give the whole of their wealth. So it's a humble request at this moment in time within our communities, within our areas. There are people struggling. At times people will come, you know, literally they've got loads. You know, they will come and make people fools that, you know, we need this much money, we need this money. But honestly, my humble request, inshallah, given the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you will see how much you will get in return.
Like, one thing just remember, Wasim, you beautifully highlight. You don't have to wait, the people are coming to us and then we should give. You know, one of the pious person, his friend came, knocked the door, and he asked that I'm in some kind of need, so please help me. He went inside and he gave money, and when he came back home, and then he started crying. Allah. And the wife said, why you are crying? You already helped. And he said, I'm not crying for this, I already helped, but I'm crying because why I didn't know about my friend. They need my help. उसको मेरी ज़रूरत थी, मुझे मैं कैसे ये नहीं पता चला कि मेरा दोस्त जो है इस वक्त परेशानी में. Look at this, क्या thinking थी उन लोगों की. Look at our thinking, क्यों आया, क्या आया, सबको फ़ोन करते, वो आया था. किसी की मदद करनी है तो कर दे, but don't disclose to everyone. Make some good deeds that you and Allah knows only.
Allah.
Our even the smallest deed everyone knows. Is there any good deeds hidden from people? Any good deeds in any corner? किसी भी कोने में कोई ऐसी नेकी छुपी हुई है? Ask yourself. Joseph,
there was one brother, and what he did was that he found out that one of his neighbors or one of his friends, he was in need. Now, what did he do? He goes, look, exactly like what you mentioned. He goes to himself that, you know what, I don't want him to know. Because if I give it to him, first of all, I might feel like the upper hand that, you know, remember, I gave it to you. And second of all, he might feel ashamed. What he did was, in the middle of the night, he posted something in his letterbox. And he had money inside it. Mm-hmm. And his message that he gave to some of his friends that, but again, they didn't know that it was the so-and-so, was that, look, if I give it to him, he's going to feel ashamed. And at times when I meet him then, I was going to feel like I've got the upper hand. So my humble request that, you know, there are people within the communities, people who are in the areas, they are struggling. Literally at times, you know, Eid is coming up. What happens at the time of Eid is that you buy your kids clothes. You know, right now, Shahsab, seriously, no joke, there are many, many fathers in our communities. You know, there's one worry on their minds at this moment in time. How am I going to buy my children eat? How am I going to feed my children? How am I going to give to them? What clothes am I going to buy to them? Maybe not here, but in other parts of the world, definitely there are people like this. And you know, the children are waiting that, why are you going to buy me? Have you given my clothes to be sewn? So it's a humble request, inshallah, help people. Don't be fooled by people who might have loads at times and they might come. You know, really go and look out, give it to people who are in need. And in regards to this, one thing I would like to mention in regards to Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, that he's passion to do the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal. His passion to worship Allah. You know what happens today is that you go to the house of Allah. And you know, at times it's just standard. Standard, I went to the masjid. Standard, I raised my hands, I did Allahu Akbar. Standard, it's normal. But It's mentioned that when Imam Hassan, he used to go in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the color of his blessed face would change at the time of salah. And the people, they would ask him, what's wrong with you? We see you normal outside, but when you come to the masjid, we see your color change. And he said, do you not know who I'm going to stand in front of at this moment in time? You know, there's one important thing that, you know, sometimes people ask this question, that, you know, in regards to worship of Allah, how do we gain concentration in the worship of Allah? One humble request, one message here. If you want to really concentrate in your salah, don't focus on what you're going to do in salah, focus what before salah. You know, preparation plays a huge role. Now, for example, and look how kareem, look how merciful Allah is. That Shahsab, you know, today, let's say you were going to go into a king's court. Let's say today you were going to go meet someone higher, whoever it is, you're meeting someone higher. Now, you buy the best of clothes. You buy the best suit. The maximum that person will say to you, you look nice today. Maximum. If that as well. Majority of the time they won't say that. But let me talk to you about the court of Allah.
Allah.
It's mentioned that when you are preparing to go to the court of Allah, you do your wudu. When you wash your face, the sins of your face are washed away.
Allah.
When you wash your arms, the sins of your arms are washed away. Then the masa, then the feet as well. What is it? Now a person, he has a gun. He's just preparing. This is the reward on preparing, that a person is preparing to go in the court of Allah. His sins are being washed. Imagine when he actually reads this salah. Imagine the blessings, imagine the rewards, imagine the sins that are going to be washed away then. But this is the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, this was their mindset. Before they used to go to the court of Allah, they used to be prepared, mentally prepared that, look whose court I'm going. But today it's the opposite. You know, for example, now you got a meeting. Let's say someone's going to interview 48 hours before. They're like, I got to interview. This, that is going through their mind. Without any comparison at all, that should be our preparation when we are going to the court of Allah. It should be on our mind that whose court am I going into? Yeah. What am I going to do? And you know, honestly, when you go with preparation, like with anything, when you prepare for an exam, you will do good at that exam. Without any comparison, but just to give an example here, that when you are prepared to go in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, you will see that you will get this khushu' and huzu' and all this other stuff as well, inshallah, with it. So it's my humble request to you, inshallah, focus on your preparation. Imam Hassan, like it's mentioned, that when he used to go to the court of Allah, his blessed face used to change. And this is the reason why, that do you know whose court I'm going to? And there are many examples like this of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you know, when they used to go in the court of Allah, in other words, they used to be trembling, they used to be humble, and all these other things as well. You know, today what happens is that a person is just normal clothes. You're about to go to work, your manager, you're smartly dressed, but you're going to the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is your situation? So this is something that we learn from the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal's lives.
MashaAllah. Let's watch a beautiful package, inshallah.
It's Dawat-e Islami.
Another excellence of Dawat-e Islami is that wherever it steps foot, it achieves excellence. Subhanallah. Dawat-e Islami has a department called Maktabatul Madina, which is Dawat-e Islami's publishing department where books are printed. Nowadays, people say there is no interest in reading religious books, and now the digital era has arrived. People do not buy books, rather they read them online. The point is valid, but you will be surprised to know that Dawat-e Islami's Maktabatul Madina sells books worth tens of millions of rupees every month. Alhamdulillah. People all over the world are reading these books, acquiring them and gifting them to each other. And the excellent thing is that, alhamdulillah, translations are being done in around 45 languages. Yes, translations are available in around 45 languages. Religious books are being printed in different languages of the world. When we used to see earlier, the first edition of books, especially religious books, used to be of 1,000 or 2,000 copies. Several books of Maktabatul Madina have their first edition itself of 50,000 or 100,000 copies. And alhamdulillah, several editions of those have already been printed. So dear viewers, this is Dawat-e Islami's Maktabatul Madina. And yes, Maktabatul Madina has also developed its excellent digital e-commerce website. Wherever you are in the world, you can purchase books from our website. You can purchase online and the procedure will be visible on your screen. Move forward. This is a great gift. A book is the best friend. So acquire books, read religious books. Whether it is the exegesis of the Holy Quran, its translation, or books on many topics, Dawat-e Islami's Maktabatul Madina is presenting them to us. So you should also definitely visit the website of Maktabatul Madina and make sure to purchase something for yourself.
Maktabatul Madina.
Maktabatul Madina.
The Madani aim of Dawat-e-Islami is that I must strive to reform myself and people of the entire world. Long live Dawat-e-Islami.
Today we're going to learn a little bit about the grandson of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu anhu. His name is Hassan. His titles of Sibta Rasulullah, I, the grandson of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rehanatul Rasul, I, the flower of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba was born in the 15th of Ramadan in 3 al-Hijri. His father's name is Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza and his mother's name is Sayyidina Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the azan in his ear and he gave him a taniq, i.e. he rubbed the blessed saliva on his palate of Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala. The aqiqah was performed by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he gave 2 rams for him. He was a very kind and a generous person and worshipping and forgiving. He used to sit down after Fajr and stay there till sunrise. And he used to talk to the people and meet them in the masjid and answer the religious issues. He traveled on foot from Medina to Makkah for performing Hajj 20 times. I don't know if any of our viewers have been blessed on the journey that is between Makkah and Medina. If you look at that journey, it's quite a rough terrain. It's not an easy journey to take. And it was told here that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu made this journey on foot, not just once, not just twice, but 25 times. And it stated that he would give sadaqah and charity in abundance. Even twice he gave away all his wealth and once half of his wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because of having been poisoned, he got martyred on the 5th of Rabi'ul Awal. In some incidents it says it was on the 49 al-Hijri, in others it says 50 al-Hijri. The shrine of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba is in Jannat al-Baqi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maktabatul Madina. Another beautiful department of Dawat Islami, if you can highlight a few things.
Now, definitely, Sayyid Sahab, this is an honor for me to speak about this department in particular, because when Dawat Islami was starting out and the Islamic literature, especially such Islamic literature that we could trust and that we could rely on, that we could deem as being authentic. Now the works of Dawat Islami, with this just one department of Maktabatul Madina, there are thousands of books, you know, without exaggeration, thousands of books in particular on this very topic. Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's 30 parables, 30 stories regarding from his blessed life. Now, if we want to teach our children, we can obtain this book as well. Alhamdulillah, this is available in our bookstore of Dawat Islami, meaning our Maktabatul Madina. And what beautiful thing about Dawat Islami is it doesn't just have one language. It's not just Urdu or not just English. As you heard as well from our Honorable Rukn Shura, around 45 languages, you know, Dawat Islami is translating its works. So whichever country, alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters are from, try your best to obtain this. Go to the website of Dawat Islami. If you have a local Maktabatul Madina, then obtain those books and try your best to read. Because the only way we'll be able to protect ourselves from guna, one of the best ways is through our knowledge. And Dawat Islami has made it easy for us. Before we could have said that, you know, I don't have the ability, meaning there's no books, but now we don't have that excuse. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has taken such a step in this regard where alhamdulillah, now we don't have anything to worry about. All the books of Dawat Islami are checked, proof checked, rechecked, and then they are given to the public. Now tell me which particular organization or anybody who does this type of thorough checking and cross-checking before releasing Islamic literature to the public. But look at Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Ulama-e Deen, Muftiyan Islam are present and they are aware of all of these kitabs and they are aware and they are cross-checked. Then they are released to the public. So this is my humble request to all the brothers, all the viewers of Madani Channel that get affiliated with this particular department of Dawat Islami and try your best. You know, we have certain events. We can have events all year round. Sometimes you have weddings or sometimes you have special occasions. Even in our masajid, try to purchase books in bundles and give them to our masjid and distribute them for free. So the Muslims and people can also read this. Try to encourage your children to read this as well. And inshallah, this is the way we're going to protect our future generations by spreading and disseminating Islamic knowledge.
MashaAllah. Stay with us, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala
Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Rabbul Islam is the way of life.